We're looking at the diagram of the Tanana River flowing down and the Chena River coming in. And you were discussing the cutting of a new channel and the creation of the hole up by the bluff.
Yeah. The mouth of the Chena River, of course, is right here. Up the upriver areas to our right up there, and the Tanana flows down past the Chena and then down river. Chena Bluff is right here. There's an island right here in the middle, right in this big bend, a big sandbar island. And there's a couple of sloughs, the first slough there, then the second slough, then the third slough. These were small sloughs. The first two sloughs are still small sloughs. They're about 40 to 50, maybe 100 feet wide in some areas, but the river open water itself is pretty small. The main channel is maybe 60 or 70 feet wide in those small sloughs. The third slough was a real small slough, same size as the other three, but about either 1999 to year 2000, there was an ice jam right upriver on this bend on the far side where the main channel was, on the outside of the bend. The ice jammed here above the sloughs and backed the water up above the island, and the water and the ice jam were here, and the as the jam, the ice collected, it went above the island, and then from there the river flowed over around the outside of the island here and right across the sandbars, a small channel. And it came right down like this and then hit right into the third slough, right into directly into this small slough, and start cutting into that sandbar real, real heavily. And it opened up a wide channel. And at the same time that was happening, the ice was coming out of the Chena River and jamming right below the mouth of the Chena and backed up all the way into the Chena, right on up to right where the lower end of this third slough was, causing the Tanana River to divert out of its main channel into this small third slough. And I watched that, and it was a matter of 2-3 days that it cut through and it ate away 70 to 80 feet or more of the sandbar and deepened the channel in that slough, so a lot of water diverted through there. Now, as the summer, as the spring progressed, the ice jams went out, water continued around the outside, flowed through the small sloughs, but a large percentage of the Tanana River now goes through this third channel. And today, 2004, that is one of the main channels. There's two channels now in the Tanana, and this third slough here, upriver from the Chena, is one of the main channels, and it's continuing to deflect more water or attract more water through it because of this channel that was built up on that bend. In fact, I went up there and looked at, there was another ice jam in that far bend causing the water to back up and still flow across the sandbar through this channel right on through this third channel that I'm telling Bill about. Right,
so
here.
You're saying that was the case this spring?
This spring also. There's an island here, a big sandbar here, and there's a little island
upriver.
Upriver. And it's not a normal island. It's a natural island that was reinforced as part of the flood control project. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's lots of rocks that were put there, and that's why this little island is staying right there. On the far side here, the ice jammed above this third channel, jammed in there and backed all up again, did the same thing. The water was diverted right across here and right down. The ice jam was right at Binkley's little cabin camp there below the mouth of the Chena, mm-hmm. and it backed up and water flowed up the Chena River. I was sitting there last Sunday and looked out, and the ice was floating upriver. And
this is May 4th we're talking, so.
Yeah, May 4th. This is April 7th, 26th or 7th, somewhere in there. That ice jam below the mouth of the Chena took place, and the water was just backing up so fast, came up the Chena. A number of us that live on the Chena ran down. We thought there was going to be my neighbor, Gareth Wright. He came down there, running down there, and seen down at the campground. He said, "Geez, I seen the water going upriver instead of downriver." He said, I thought there might be a flood like they used to. But this ice jam below, what it did was just cause the water to back up, and once again, the water is flowing through this channel here in the middle. and making that channel. And it's now even causing that river, that slough to change its direction. So it's forming a new direction. So, and then right at the mouth of the Chena last fall, in the fall of 2003, there was no sandbar at all in the mouth of the Chena. Now there's a great big sandbar, at least 300 feet long at the mouth of the Chena. And so a sandbar that's built all up along this bend, and it's causing the water to come right across this channel here.
And the implications for the open hole we saw at the bluff?
Mm-hmm. It was right at this area here. The water's coming through there, and it's coming right straight across, hitting right into the bluff, right at the lower side of the bluff. And there's just a big deep hole and lots of current coming across there. And we've seen that open area when we were down there. And one of our...
On March 3rd.
Yeah, one of our members that took off was able to fly over that area, look down, and from the jet was able to see that open hole. We had a hard time seeing it from the bluff because of the trees, but we did see some of it. But it's an open hole that's just, it's perpendicular to the main, the old main channel of the Tannen River. It comes right down from the campground, goes straight on down, and that open area is just right all the way across the river there, and you can see snow machine has come down and see that open area in the last few seconds before they would run into it and have to divert around and go around it. Now, it's not very wide. For some of the bigger, faster snow machines, they could probably skip that, but it's, you know, it's skipping that means just running over that area, and it's not a recommended thing to do. It's really dangerous. That opens up, and it's really a concern, I think, to people that run the river, because it's right there in the main channel, right in the area that they run their snow machines, and it's open water instead of just water on top of the ice. It has current and it's flowing.
So am I correct that this is a new phenomena caused by this new channel?
That's right. It was because of that new channel that comes across the sandbar. It's diverting water right straight across the main channel, the old main channel of the Tanana, and it's new because of that slough. Mm-hmm. So a person was gone for, now it would be 2 years, if they were gone 3 years, came back and they jumped on their snow machine, dog team, or skis, or come down the channel, come down the old main channel of the Tannen River from the campground, which would be a stop-off place, and head downriver. They would never think that there would be an open area right there in the middle of the Tannen River, and there is today. So it's dangerous.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the justifications for us looking at the entire yearly cycle of what's going on in the river in order to determine ice conditions in winter. So us looking at something, the way the river is acting in the summer or at breakup time is going to impact potentially what's going to happen the next winter.
Yeah, this the area we look at up here, Bill, you know, we've seen the open water in that one picture. Next fall, you'll see that same thing happen. They'll be open there. Snow machines will be around there. You know, you have kids running down there. That's going to be an open area. And this is going to stay open. And sometimes it'll freeze over, but it'll open up real quick, like we've seen. The first thing, it warmed up a little bit, but it was opened up right there. Mm-hmm. And that's two areas right locally here that would be a concern of the public and people that would run the rivers. So now they're running the, you know, the Yukon Quest but the Iditarod was changed because of the warming of the climate change, and they ran the Iditarod right down the Tannen River here. And they run the, what's called the Iron Dog snow machine race. They alternate, and they leave from Fairbanks and ride right across this area. There's a lot of people that are out there.
Okay. Well, that's real good. Thank you, Sam.
You're absolutely welcome, Bill.
Perfect.